We are learning Masechtas Nozir, Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, and we are starting on top of the Amud. Amar Rav Amnuna. I'm going to go back to discussion of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph discussed something called Tumas Tahayim. Tumas Tahayim, it says in our Mishnah, has to have two Tanoim, two conditions, in order to be Soymech on the Heter of Tumas Tahayim. What is the case? It was Nozir Shegilah, which means the Nozir finished his Nazirus, and then he found out that he went over Tumah. So if it's Tumah Yadua, then you got to go do the whole thing over. But if it's a Tumas Tahayim, then the halacha is Ein Esayser. If no one knew about the Tumah, it's Ein Esayser. But there's another condition in our Mishnah. The other condition in our Mishnah was that when he touched the Tumas Tahayim, what was his matziv? If he was a person who was Tumah going into a mikvah to matar himself, he's a Cheskas Tumah, then the halacha is in our Mishnah that it doesn't. Tumas Tahayim is not a heter, because Cheskas Tumah Tumah. Tumas Tahayim is only a heter if he was Tahar. Remember the Mishnah. Only if he was Tahar, not if he was Tumah. Cheskas Tumah Tumah, that's not a condition in our Mishnah. So remember that, and Gemara, and we'll see this Gemara here, we'll see if it's a little shver. Amar Rav Amnuna. Nozir va'oise Pesach, either Nozir or Pesach, both of them have din of Tumas Tahayim, the heter of Tumas Tahayim. So Nozir va'oise Pesach, holchu bekevah Tahayim v'shviyah shalahem. What? Tahir, their Tahayim. What happened? He finishes his Naziris now. Now he finds out that, you know, he was an Ozer Tameh like 30 days ago, 37 days ago, he was an Ozer Tameh. And on the seventh day of his Tumah then, after he had a Shlishi, he had a Spritz of Paraduma and on Shvi, and on the seventh day, he went over a Tumah Tahayim. He went over a Kaver that he didn't know about. That was on that 37 days ago, 30 days ago, he went over that. So what's the halacha? Zokar Amnuna, Yitahirim. Yitahirim. The halacha is because it's Tumas Tahayim. My time, Dulayalima Tumas Tahayim Lemistar. Tumas Tahayim won't be Saiser Yonaziris. So what's going to be the question? The question is going to be over here, then the seventh day, he's still Tomei. That's going to be the problem. Masiv Rava, Rava has a kasha, how can you use the heter of Tumas Tahayim in this case? Masiv Rava, it says in our Mishnah, Yard Litarim on Tumas Hameis, Tomei. If you went down to Matar yourself on Tumas Hameis, you're Tomei. Why should Cheskas Tomei, Tomei? Because someone's who's Vechazaka is Tomei, is Tomei. Vecheskas Tar is Tar. And someone's Vecheskas Tar is Tar. That's a kasha, Rava on Rav Amnuna. On Malay, the Rambam answers, no, Amadina Locha, Amoida to you, Benosish Mechusaga Taglachas. Which means like this, Amoida to you that it's called Cheskas Tameh if the Nozer didn't go to the mikveh yet or didn't take a Taglachas yet. That means, how has the process of a Nozer Tameh? He goes, spritzes on third and seventh day, then he goes to the mikveh and takes a haircut. And then he has to wait for Harav Shemesh. That's the Halacha. So here, he didn't go to mikveh yet. What's the raya? He was going into the mikveh when the case of our Mishnah was Tameh. He was going into the mikveh. He didn't go to mikveh yet on the seventh day. So there, I agree to you, he's becheskes Tameh. But you know what I'm talking about, Rav Nuna says? I'm talking about it. He did a haircut and a mikveh already. He just didn't have Harav Shemesh. That was the case. That, I don't call cheskes Tameh. Since Harav Shemesh happens by itself, I don't call that a cheskes Tameh. But it is mashma that if you went to the mikveh already and you didn't do glachas, that's still called cheskes tameh. Like the Rosh speaks out, the Rosh is in the third divra mask, Amalei Abaya. He says, Hilkach, afilu taval, kivin the mechusat glachas soyser, uvahochi ari mastisim. The Rosh says that even though you did already a mikveh, if you didn't do the glachas yet, then the halacha will be that you'll be a cheskes tameh taka. It is. But somehow you still call it Nozer Tameh. You're not out of your the realm of Nozer Tameh until you do the Taglachas. It's a Chiddush, that's what I'm speaking out. The Rosh, I don't have a good lumbus in it. I looked all around it. I have a Chazanish maybe a little bit. But it's a good question. But Vais Dois, he's called a Nozer Tameh, and therefore he can't be, he's called a Cheskas Tameh until he has the Taglachas, even after the Mikvah. So Rav Nuna says back, oh, the Mishnah's good. I'm talking about after the Taglachas and the Mikvah. Amalei Rava, Rava says back, me who asked the Kasha, Afanam Medina Lecha, I'm also moided to you, and when we go as I tell this, Afanam Medina Lecha, Benoziv Oise Pesach, Deloy Mechos Loy Klum, in a case where there's nothing missing, which means after the Tefillin, after the Geluach, I'm moided to you, Taka, you're right. We don't even argue, me and you. We don't argue, and I agree it's your case that it'll be called Cheskas Tar. Amalei Abaya, Mechos Harav Shemesh, what do you mean? How cool? You're not Tar yet, you're Tamei, you have to have Harav Shemesh. On Malay, so they answered, either Rav or Rav Nun answered, Shimsha Memela Arva. The Shimsha happens by itself. The Harav Shemesh happens by itself, and therefore, that is not an issue. And the Gemara says, V'af Abaya Hodabay. Abaya himself used the Svara of Harav Shemesh himself. The guy with a different sugya, the time went to the Braisa. The halacha is that someone, Isha has an akeva, has a girl, a baby. After 14 days, she goes to the mikvah, and then 66 days later, she brings kabbanos after the 80th day. She brings kabbanos. Now, what happens if after 80 days she has another nefel after 80 days? So then she brings two kabbanos. But if she has within the 80 days another baby, another nefel, she has a miscarriage. A miscarriage also after 40 days, you have to bring carbon also. So there you only bring one carbon. If you had the miscarriage before 80 days, then you only bring one carbon. That's the halacha. And then the price is even further. Let's say within the 80 days she had a miscarriage. So now that technically resets the clock. That because now she has another 80 days from this baby. So let's say after 70 days she had a nefel, she had a miscarriage. Then on the 140th day, she had another miscarriage. So technically, the second miscarriage is out of the 80 days of the first baby, but it's within the 80 days of the miscarriage. So what's the lacha there? Same thing, only one carbon. Because until you reach the matzav that you can bring a carbon, it's always one carbon. So let's see it inside. Time to the brisa. Yom Elois, if you have a miscarriage after Yom Elois, Tavi, you bring another carbon. Taich Elois Lois Avi. Within the 80 days, you don't bring another carbon. You won't bring on a leida that was before the 80. But a leida that was after the 80. But within the 80 of the miscarriage, so maybe there you'll bring a carbon, not Gur's next two words, you will bring a carbon, but you have to be in a matzib that you're out of a melois. If you're in the melois, loy tavi will not bring a carbon. Omar Rav Kana, what's the pshat? Shani hachad mechusra carbon. Rav Kana says the pshat is so far no kashas. So that's pshat in the brisa. Shani hachad mechusra carbon. Because it's missing a carbon. You didn't come into a matziv that you are a chayiv carbon. Like the Tosis speaks out. Well, yotu le'ashah shiru lahavi carbon shalei derishoina. You couldn't bring a carbon yet. Therefore, it's not considered a matziv that you bring in two kabbanos. Freit the Gemara kasha. So what's the kasha? It's mamash Torah Shavapeh on Torah Shavapeh over here. Hosnami mechusa harav shemesh zok taisvis. It's like a kasha. What's the kasha? That lechayra maybe it's talking about a case where she didn't go to the mikveh yet after the 14 days. She didn't go to the mikveh yet. She didn't go to the mikveh yet. So even after 80 days, heck, you say after 80 days and then you had a miscarriage, you bring another carbon on the 80th day. You couldn't bring a carbon because you have to go to mikveh and need harav shemesh. You have to go to mikveh still, because let's say she didn't go to mikveh after 14 days. She didn't go to mikveh, like Taisa says. So it says, Mila eskinen be'ishish loy tavla l'shayif shivu'ayim, Taisa says, kol ikar, hori af achashmainim ena ruy lahavi carbon, leida reshoina. Filachav yivir carbon, aleida. So amalei abaya, shimsha meila arva. No, it is possible to be a carbon. You go to the mikveh, and even if you didn't go to the mikveh, it's beyodah to go to the mikveh, Taisa says. It's beyodah to the mikveh, and it's beyodah to have harav shemesh. Therefore, it's considered into matziv that you can bring a carbon. Because everything can happen by itself. It's already called Ru'i L'Havi Carbon. That's what Taisa says. So, the first obvious question here is, and the Pella is, the Svarim, some of the Svarim don't ask this Kasha, what's Taisa talking about? Taisa says that maybe you didn't go to Mikveh after 14 days. So how in the world do you have a miscarriage? So how do you have another miscarriage? She couldn't go to Mikveh, she's also the husband. So what was the case? What's Pashup Shad in this Gemara? Pashup Shad in this Gemara. So the only thing I found was, is her to me, asked the Kasha, and the Torah Tamima answers that it must be talking about that she had twins, and this is like an Adam Matzias, I don't know if it's possible these days, but she had twins in her stomach, and one of them came out, and 40 days later, another one came out. That was the case. Therefore, she didn't have to go to mikveh to have that second navel. That would be the case. But this is a tzarach here, and that's one thing. That's one thing that, we're trying to explain the kasha. We're on a kasha. Aren't we talking about a case he didn't go to mikveh yet? My answer is no. Harav Shemesh. Now, on that also, and now we answer, how is it possible we didn't go to mikveh? We didn't go to mikveh yet. Taisa actually has an alternative shot that the case was this. There's a bondage, you have to go to mikveh after 80 days. We're talking about that mikveh. Taisa doesn't like that shot because that wouldn't shtar a carbon because that's only with the rabbanon that din of going to the mikveh. The other question is that Taisa says a svara here that on the 80th day, it's not called mechusar because a mikveh is beyond to go. It's a mikveh to go and a harav shemesh by itself. Oh, didn't we say before, daf can happen by itself, but something they have to do a maisa, let's say glachas or mikvah, is not called by itself. So what's going on there? What's he talking about? And that, the answer is that by nazir, the guy's becheskas tameh. So to go out of cheskas tameh, you have to go to the mikvah. It doesn't help the other. My shaking here, it's just talking about someone's royu to bring carbon. As long as the yodis do something, then it's called royu to bring a carbon. That would have royu to bring a carbon. What do we want from this Gemara? Omli Abaya, Shimshon Mela Arva. Abaya himself says his teretz that Harav Shemesh works by itself. So you see, Abaya was choyza what he asked before on Rav Nuna Rava. The kasha on Nuna Rava was that how can you say that it's called cheskes tahar? I know Harav Shemesh yet. So Rava answered, and Rava and Rav Nuna answered. Harav Shemesh and Mela, Mela hands by itself and Mela, Abaya himself used the same svaros. That was a raya. Abaya was Chayzer.